The Franciscan saint we celebrate today, Saint Felix of Cantalice, grew up in a small town living on a farm. He was a tender of cattle. He was, a cowboy of his day, and took care of the cattle and lived a simple, humble life. He would come back from tending the cattle in the evening, and even as a young boy, he would spend the rest of the evening in his room in prayer and kind of continuing the prayer that he would already had continued when he was out with the cattle, out in the fields. You know, he was inspired by the beauty of outside, and it led him to pray, and he would continue that when he got home. He wanted to become a religious, but the means, the poor poverty of which he lived prevented him from, it seems, escaping his way of life that he had, was working for another farmer. And he was given a task one day to break in a new team of oxen for a plow. And they were a bit of a wild group of oxen. And they broke loose and they dragged the plow and stampeded and ran over St. Felix with the plow, ran right over the top of him. And everybody thought that they would find him dead, probably, from the plow being run over him. But instead, it didn't leave a scratch on him, only cut his clothing. And that became a sign to him that he was to pursue a religious vocation, that because he survived this accident miraculously, he went to his employer and he said, "I quit. I want to go and pursue a vocation." He went to the Capuchins, and after a testing period, he joined them. And even though he found at the age of 28, when he entered the Capuchins, he had more tests that he had to undergo. He was very sickly during his novitiate year, to the point where they thought that maybe he couldn't continue. He had many temptations that never assailed him before when he was in the world, but it seems that the devil really went after him when he went into the friary. But he persevered with prayer and patience and confidence in God, and eventually he made his profession. And he was sent to the friary in Rome, where he was a contemporary of St. Philip Neri, and it is said that the example of St. Felix of Cantalice, his humility and piety, and the preaching of St. Philip Neri helped reform the city of Rome. St. Felix was given the task of being the questor of the friary in Rome, which meant that he had to go around every day and beg for alms. The food or whatever that the friars were in need of, he would collect in a big sack that he carried over his shoulder, like Santa Claus, you might say, going through the streets, you know, begging for alms, and people would give him various things. Sometimes they would throw things at him. You might see, he even got a little message one time by stone mail. Someone threw a rock at him. He picked it up and kissed it and put it in his sack. And he'd always say Deo Gratias for everything that he received, so much so that the people referred to him as Brother Deo Gratias. And he was always thankful. And when he got home after his day of traveling through the streets of Rome begging for alms, he would take these provisions that he had collected and give them to the appropriate friars, and then he would go to the chapel and pray for the benefactors. He realized that, you know, all that he had received was from the providence of God. And even St. Francis would admonish the friars the importance of that, the fact that they were the poor, the mendicants, the beggars of God, that what they received, you know, and that's something that even today, I think maybe the faithful, sometimes we lose sight of the supernatural intention and motivation by which we do things, that we're not giving these alms to that particular friar or even to that community, that the ultimate one who you're giving the alms to when you give it to, especially a mendicant order, one that has professed that they're going to live a life of poverty and for the sake of God, that you're giving that to God. And those friars who are living that life are very much going to be responsible by God, will hold them responsible to pray for their benefactors, because that which was given to them was given to them by their kindness. They were instruments of God's charity to them. So a mendicant, Franciscan or Dominican, any of those that are mendicant orders especially, that vow this life and consider themselves living off the divine providence, have a grave responsibility to pray for their benefactors. They would be sinning, and God will hold them very much accountable for not praying for those who have done them a charity, because that was a gift from God, and those who gave it ought to have had the intention of giving it to God. And if they think they're giving it just to the friars, then they've really are cheating themselves out of the many blessings that they would get. So always important, whenever we give an alms to the church or to a religious community, that we remember that we're giving that alms most importantly to God, and therefore the grave responsibility of those who receive that alms to use it prudently and for what the intentions were, if it's, especially if it's given for a particular intention, but to also, you know, just to use the funds prudently and wisely. We can see that even today, you know, that the temptation, you know, there was a big scandal in the news because even at the upper echelons of the Franciscan order, there was a big financial scandal. Someone was not keeping books very good. And so, that's always the temptation, that the scripture says the love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself, but the love of money. And even one time, in the time of St. Francis, he said, the friars shall not receive coins or money, because in his day, coins and money were actually worth something. They were gold and silver. And one day, St. Felix, when he was out begging, couldn't figure out why his bag was so heavy, and he couldn't almost carry it. And it seemed like it was so heavy, and he couldn't figure out what was going on. So finally, he went through his big sack of provisions that he had collected from the alms and found in it a gold coin that someone had slipped into his bag when he was begging. And so he threw the coin away, and the bag became light so he could carry it. But this is, just to remind the friars that, you know, these things were not what they were supposed to be seeking, you know, the things of value as the world sees it. They were to receive only those things which were for their needs, for their provisions. And God didn't want them to have gold or coins of silver, because he was to be their treasure. Today we honor Saint Felix of Cantalice for his simplicity, his humility, his great example of love of neighbor that he exhibited in this simple task of going around the streets of Rome and begging for alms. What sometimes, you know, is a very humbling thing, to be asking someone for something. We know that even in our own way of, in our own walks of life, sometimes when we have to go and ask someone for something, it can be very, very humiliating. But for St. Felix, he saw it as nothing but being an instrument of God. And he humbled himself, knowing that when he was asking, that he was asking God to bless him through this particular person who gave him an alms, you know. And sometimes the alms are not what we expect. I remember one time a Carmelite sister who was not going out begging alms, but was going door to door. She knocked on the door of a house. She was doing like a census, and the person spit on her as they opened the door. And she said, "Well, thank you very much. That's for me, but what do you have for God?" And the person was kind of struck by their humility. and not responding in an angry manner. And so it took a great amount of patience, but everything can be used for the good of God. Even those insults or, you know, the stones that are thrown at us, if we accept them as whatever God deems worthy for us, you know, when even David was being cursed by Shimei as he was leaving Jerusalem, his soldiers wanted to lop off his head, and David said, no, if God has allowed him to do that, then let him be. And David in his humility was rewarded for that act of humility. Let us today pray that we too can be humble enough to ask God for the things we need, even if it is through the instrument of another person, and humble enough to say thank you to God for the blessings that we do receive that come to us in various ways, either directly from God or through the mediation of some person who does us a charity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.